Thank you for joining us, everyone, for another episode of Creatives Chat. Episode 47, featuring Gerald Smiley. Join us as we chat about who knows what and why. Click the subscribe button to be notified of future episodes and join our Facebook group. The link is in the comments section below. Our show shall begin now.
Streaming from Retro Earth Studio and brought to you by
WeAreHistorically.com, Conscious Human Apparel, and
Learn to Play Jazz Piano Like a Pro by a Pro with Jazz Piano Pro Essentials at jazzpianopro.com.
Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Creatives Chat. I'm Rusty.
I'm Peter.
And Peter, inform us who we have on our show today.
Ooh, Rusty, I'm excited. We're bringing back a very special guest. He's the CEO and founder of Chip In. He's a former professional baseball player, the game changer himself, Mr. Gerald Smiley.
All right, everybody, let's welcome back Gerald.
Oh, Gerald, welcome back to Creatives Chat, man. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. How are you, man? Always good to see you.
It's good to see you too, man. I'm doing great. It's been a busy few weeks, but, you know, nothing more productive than that. And I already know that Chip In's been making moves right now. So what are some of the big happenings over at Chip In that you want to let our listeners know about?
Yeah, first and foremost, always again, thank you for having us on. Always love your energy and talking with your viewers, and we watch your other shows too. So we want to make sure we highlight that. Some of the good things that we have going on with Chip In right now is we just launched our Women's Network. And what that is, it's a network of women all across this world, just helping each other, supporting one another. You look at the lottery, if you will, and people play that sucker all day long, $1, $2, and the money, you got a 99% chance of never receiving any type of help. We're normalizing the way people can ask for help here, Peter. There's a lot of other platforms out there that you can get help from, but you have to put it on your Facebook in order to help you get out of situations or advance your life, whether it's education or you need help paying a light bill or you need help with your child's sports fees. You got to put something on your page to let everyone know you need financial help. Yeah. We reverse that narrative and create a community of people who just want to help one another on micro level payments, right? And say, hey, let's stick together on a number you can just chip in micro payments. It's not a number that you have to cringe at. Yeah. And every 2 weeks we support those individuals who need help in our network. So we're excited that we launched that, and we actually launched that on Mother's Day.
Nice. That's beautiful. And I think that's one of the things that I always really like, and I love and honestly respect you with Chip In and the team, is you guys are all community oriented. You know, it's that it takes a village to raise a child. It takes everyone to uplift the whole, to really, I would say, drive home the mission statement. And that is just to uplift and support other people. And with this women supporting women in that network, what's been one of the most kind of revealing things that, you know, people are kind of in need for right now?
Yeah, that's a great question. It doesn't matter if it's a medical bill. It doesn't matter if it's a light bill, car payment, car insurance, your rent, your mortgage, your child. Wow. Your child needs education. You might need to enroll at a college yourself, and you want to elevate your life mentally and career-wise, but you don't have the funds. Long as you chip in, you can receive. Our platform isn't just, hey, just come here and take from other people. We all chip into this community pot, and 100% of what's raised every 2 weeks goes back out to the people who need support. Wow. And all they have to do, once selected as a recipient, once they're selected, they upload their bill to their profile, and we pay the vendor for them out of the pool of money that people have already allocated to pay it forward.
And you know what gets me, man, is like you can have some viral things go crazy where it's someone that kind of already has money. They just are in one of those, you know, circumstances, those random situations that causes like a medical bill debt, and you'll get people from all over the world raising like millions of dollars for one person, but rarely do we ever hear about trying to actually uplift an entire people, an entire community. And I'm assuming that this isn't just limited to like Washington State. This is from women from all over the country, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That blows my mind, yo.
Yeah, anybody can chip in from around the world, and you upload your bill or an invoice that you need help with. We validate that you need the help, and we pay that bill for you or that invoice for you. And that also, Peter, the donors, right? Donors want to know where their money's going. If you're a giver, it's the most beautiful thing that a platform can offer you is transparency, that your dollars really went where you wanted them to go to, right? And that's what chip in on. So you see the money come in, and also on there, you see where it goes out. And we want to protect the donors also, as we protect those who need help as well. And without it coming with a level of embarrassment, there's a lot of individuals in this world, Peter, who feel embarrassed because they're strong, they're hardworking, they're private, they don't let everyone know their business. But I also feel like this, as we continue to roll out, we're rolling out our military network on Memorial Day, and we're rolling out so many other networks, but we feel also that this will eliminate some mental health issues that go on internally in the brain. We feel like it will help reduce suicide rates, because financial distress is a form of why people have these thoughts also. It's not just other things in our life. The financial pressures put on us sometimes also play a part in that. So it's not a community of just, hey, can we give money to help each other? It's, hey, let's create a community of love. Let's create a pool of money that is for a purpose and has a mission and a vision behind it of why we're helping one another. $1 out of my bank account, that's no sweat. People are paying $9.99, other $14.99 plans for Spotify, Pandora, any other, Amazon, any other service. But we start to do this on a smaller level with that many millions or billions of people in our community, we can make real change. And we could possibly reset the economy by paying off all of this debt that people also have. You know what I mean? So just another form of that. But again, chip in raises funds and capital for validated for-profits, nonprofits, and those in the community. We just so happen to start branching off into our networks of like-minded people in a community, just like a private Facebook page or a private LinkedIn, right? Let's help one another.
Yeah. You had me at like a community of love. It's that grassroots aspect about it that really can, you know. I always like to break it down for like new clients or anyone that I'm working with is, you know, if you can sacrifice a coffee a week, eating out one meal, you know, that's something that's going to drastically transform the community. It's going to transform yourself with this opportunity to really change your life. And I don't think there's anything more rewarding than knowing that something that could be considered trivial for you, just like $1, $5, $10, is life-changing for someone else. And, you know, speaking of the Maslow's hierarchy, you know, when you don't have that sense of security, I'm right there with you, in alignment of the mental state just starts to decline. Like, and we already know all the studies that come out, if you're in that kind of like rat race mentality, you make even worse decisions. Your health decisions aren't on point. Your survival skills aren't on point. And it just turns into a, you know, a slippery slope of despair and suffering. But this is where I see, you know, we can really transform the technologies to empower the people. So you spoke on it really briefly, but, you know, we have the women's network going. What's this military network that you're talking about?
Life-changing, and for so many reasons, right? Because look, whether you're currently serving or have served, you've protected us for how many years now in all countries? So for me, it's, we have to stop letting those veterans struggle. Like when they there's resources, but these resources are spread out. How does everyone find these resources, right? In a click of a button that makes their life easier as well. And how do we make sure we eliminate the struggles and pain points, whether it's lack of housing or lack of extra skill set once they leave the military and come into civilian life? How do we get every single person that's ever served or currently served in their own community around this world, chipping in $1 or $2. And every 2 weeks, we're using those funds to help them and their family. So for me, that's a game changer, because that's my way and our team here at Chip In, our way of saying, thank you. Thank you for protecting our families. Thank you for all the hard work you've done, continue to do and serve. And here's a way we can help you guys serve one another. Because look, I have a lot of family in the military who don't make a lot of money. And, you know, housing may be paid for, they get their housing, but what about all the extra other things? And when I leave, medical bills, there's just a lot that I feel like this network will do. And when I talked earlier about the it'll help mental health, it'll help cut down suicide, like it's real, right? And military have their own mental dealings with things they've seen, how they handle them, and how they move on in life. But if this can be an extra component in their community to eliminate anything mentally, and it's making life easier for them, why would they not want to stick together into this network? But me as an individual who's never served in the military, I can also chip into the military network also. Yeah. And I can receive and benefit from it because I'm not a part of that community.
And right there, though, is, you know, it's that transition back into civilian life. When I think the one alarming thing that I've seen and experienced it through my lifetime is that how long they're on deployment has changed from what it used to be, from like, you know, the 70s, even in like the 80s to, you know, pretty much when I was coming up. And even till now, you know, they're serving for like half the year, some of them more. And I already know, like, even just vacation mode, Peter, is way different than like work mode, Peter. That's just a few weeks. So I can't even imagine being in like a wartime state for almost an entire year and then having to come back to a civilian life, not knowing where things are. The technology is always changing in terms of just like the accessible access to things and different programs and services. So, you know, what I really see Chip In doing is making a net to uplift and kind of save people from slipping through the cracks of these broken systems we have.
Amen, amen. You're absolutely right. You hit on the head. And it all boils down to simplicity. It boils down to normalizing how people can ask for help. I know as an athlete, most athletes hate asking for help. Because why? They're the spotlight. They played at this certain level and they should have life and everything figured out already. And they should be millionaires and you should have made the best decisions with your money that made you way more money. That's not real life. So when people don't do things a certain way to get them in the right positions, we all still need help a little bit. And for that piece alone, a lot of people want to protect their image. That's why they don't ask for help. Right. And if the only way to do this is put something on your Facebook page to say, I'm in financial distress with embarrassment that comes with it, that's not a good look for me. There's a lot of the other platforms are reactive. When bad things happen, they hurry up and throw up a fundraiser to say, oh my gosh, please help me now. Chip In is a proactive platform where we can build up this account because we know things are automatically going to happen. And when you trust one another, because Chip In, the money stays on our platform, and then we help pay the vendors and bills and education, invoices, whatever. Somebody's not going to disappear and run to Tahiti who set up the account on another platform to their personal bank account and disappear. We're a community where you know your money's going to stay there, and all you have to do is feel okay with saying, I need help, and upload this to your profile. And we can help.
And see, that right there is such a forward-thinking ideology. You know, it's that humility factor where it really does take courage to, well, at least in the world that we live in now, you know, it takes a lot of courage to actually be vulnerable. Yes. And I find that that's one of the things that Chip In can really help people with, is kind of breaking down those walls, because everyone that's there is in the like-minded state of building a community and uplifting others. And that's the magic sauce behind Chip In. And, you know, for our listeners, you got to check out our first interview though, and part two that I did with Gerald earlier. And if you want to get more of the origin story behind Chip In. But in terms of this kind of community building, I just want the listeners to know, you know, I think it was the Save the Ocean campaign. They raised almost like 40 grand. There was a different like laptop and tech fundraiser for schools, like 3 million. Like, they're pulling in money. I think there's another veterans one that was like 40 grand as well. Like, they're really bringing in a lot of liquid assets to uplift and transform people's lives. So if you haven't yet, check it out. We'll have something in the B-roll footage so you can see it right now. But the most important thing that I really want to ask you is, what kind of gives you this drive for continuing to, I would say, empower people's lives with Chip In?
Yeah, as soon as I came out of the womb, Peter, the community's helped my mom. And as I graduated through life, I never lost that train of thought that the community helped me be who I am today through so many different people, through so many different coaches, through so many local businesses who helped pay for our airfare to fly from Seattle to Florida for a tournament to make sure this kid in the inner city doesn't fall short of what life has to offer to everybody. Let's help this young man do something. So I've never lost sight of that. And, you know, when I took over that Rainier Beach High School baseball team in 2017, we used the GoFundMe. You know, we raised $18,000, $42,000. The community got behind us. There were just so many loopholes in that platform where there wasn't transparency of where people's dollars went. Yeah. There wasn't anything that could really help me create more leverage. It was just a feel-good story. And it had a purpose behind rebuilding this baseball program in the community. And the community did all of the work. We just told the story and the community said, hey, look, we want to help this young man because we know he cares about kids. We know he cares about people. He cares about baseball. And they believed in myself and the staff that we acquired and put together to go teach these young men baseball, but also life. So that's really where Chip In got born. it was born March 3rd, 2018, 1:30 in the morning. And I just did a lot of research and said, how do we create our DNA around social giving and social receiving that's different? And don't be the same product that everyone has in the market. Let's do everything that we do behind code with the mindset of, does this help the people? If we build, does this help the people? So we know technology is where we're at. We've been here. Technology is not leaving. So how do we create a safe place where people can normalize asking for help, giving help, and being rewarded at the same time? Chip In truly is the most rewarding way to fund your community in all aspects.
I completely agree. And I'm going to make a really bold claim. You know, we're going to save this footage for the future because I really do see Chip In as the potential for being a pillar of society empowerment. Because one of the things that really just resonates with me, the more I learn about Chip In, the more I've used it, the more I've been involved in all the different fundraisers that you guys have been doing, it's an instantaneous way to kind of circumnavigate the loopholes, honestly, just kind of like the elites or however it is, the institutions skimming money off the top and really taking away from those funds to help people by putting everything in the hands of the people. You know, what you said was so beautiful in the social giving and social receiving is that is the mentality that we can have as a society where it doesn't matter where you're at, where we're not going to let a family go hungry. And because of that, you're going to see like the ripple effect where that kid's not going to end up getting, or those kids are not going to end up getting into different mischief because they're going to have a support network, because they're going to feel love, because they're going to have a community behind them. So it's like, there's so many different things, like psychologically, just financially, materialistically, like physically, mentally, spiritually, this is just going to transform people. And it's still kind of in its infancy. That's the wildest thing for me, where it's like, it's still growing.
That's awesome. June will be our first year to date. Over 3.5 million on the platform to help organizations in need. We have over 195 businesses giving offers or prizes also in our marketplace. to incentivize audience, over $130,000 in sponsorships that go to these those organizations who need help, and or partners and sponsors they brought with them to the platform also. So we have 100% US coverage of where our users come from, and we actually hit that in less than 6 months of being.
Wow.
And it's just amazing. Again, the community is doing it. We're putting technology around servant leadership. That's what we're doing. And at the end of the day, you feel good as a giver, because you paid it forward, you helped someone else, but also by you doing that, you have a shot at being a part of that pool of recipients who also may need help also. And if you are selected as a recipient and you don't need it, you can allocate that to someone else in the community who has chipped in. You can't just say, hey, I'm a recipient, so I'm going to give it to my cousin Tony. It doesn't work that way. Cousin Tony's not a part of the community. Cousin Tony didn't chip in those 2 week time frame. So we're not just giving away people's money to people who just don't need it. If you're a part of our community and you need help, here's how we build this up and here's how we release it back out to you.
Wow. That's so cool. And it just never ceases to amaze me, just the potential that technology does have to transform the community and, you know, technology and service leadership. Man. Where's the line of shirts coming that just have all these just like one-liners that are just going to kind of melt faces? Because when you look at it like that, again, I mean, I stand by my claim, like this is a pillar of society empowerment. You know, we can make a lot of big changes through this platform. And, you know, I just want to say thank you to the team and for you guys to create it and keep pushing it. But, you know, I do know that you have some other events coming up, and I'm kind of curious to hear about, you know, how you guys are fighting human trafficking.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, we have a celebrity softball game coming up June 12th at the new Texas Rangers Stadium at Globe Life Park.
Yep.
One of our good friends who's also an advisor to Chip In, Tim Klun, he's been putting on phenomenal events since God knows when. But I actually met him in 2013, and he's been doing this ever since. He also does a Big 12 OU versus UT event, brings in other celebrities, Matthew McConaughey, other actors, Toby Keith, and they raise money for this. So at the end of the day, you know, we're going to raise money for to fight against human trafficking for the Celebrity Softball Classic. And then the second game is military vets versus military vets, helping raise funds for the military. So all in one day, we get to help people who help serve our country, and we get to help people who really need our help and fight this human trafficking. We have Ezekiel Elliott on the roster, Bud Webb, LaDainian Tomlinson, Nick Lewis, Isaiah Standback. I mean, the list goes on. But it's just a group of good men and women who want to shed light on important issues that are going on in society and bring awareness to it, because a lot of us live our everyday life and we're not understanding what's really happening out there sometimes. Even if we understand it, we kind of lose sight of it because it's not in the forefront of our eyeballs every day. But human trafficking is a big deal, and I have three daughters, and I'd be devastated if anything like that ever happened. So these organizations that are out there fighting, I say thank you, and I salute you, because you guys are trying to make real change too. So
100%.
Important. We care about real life issues.
And that's one of the things that, you know, really does stand out. Everything that I've seen with Chip In, again, is it's always so forward thinking, and it does have these kind of wider scopes of healing that need to kind of take place. And that's really like where I like to see it as, you know, this is a service and a network to help heal people. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the coolest things, you know, just to even get to talk with you about it, just like to see how far it's come just in these past few months, and really, you know, early celebration, but you know, that year is coming up quick, and that's that's a lot of stuff raised. And I mean, I guess that's the kind of future for Chip In, is, you know, you have all these networks with different athletes, with different celebrities. Like, what is the future hold for Chip In?
Man, I wish
that you could disclose.
Yeah. I wish I could tell you everything, but what I can say is, again, this will be the household name of social giving, social receiving. And I don't mean that arrogantly. I mean that pridefully. because we keep the community first and we keep the people in need first. We always have to take care of ourselves and not be too selfish, but you got to put other people in front of ourselves. We're all a part of something bigger than ourselves, and it's the world, right? And if we build technology that scales to help everyone around this world, that's a win-win. There's countries that are, there's countries where their governments are doing whatever and anything and taking things out of their bank accounts and doing things to people who are less fortunate all over the world. And if we raise certain kinds of money, those types of communities or countries where they're corrupt and can do those things, then I feel like we're building a bad product, right? But if we build something for all countries where it's a safe place, people trust it, the money won't disappear ever until the people need it, then I think we're doing a really good deed for those who just want to help one another.
I think you're right. I mean, honestly, like, that's the thing, is that it's a global model. And I think just the work you guys have been able to do, especially with some of the local fundraisers of helping out the different, I think the most latest one was the Thurston County, helping those kids raise money for their baseball equipment that got stolen. Like, who steals children's baseball stuff? Like,
no. I got the phone call from a buddy of mine, and he got me in contact with the league and said, Gerald, I need you to help these guys. And I learned their story, and it I cringed, Peter. I couldn't believe it. The whole job, the whole lockbox was gone. The equipment's gone. The pitching machines are gone. The generators are gone. Like, it was insane. So, you know, we made a phone call also to the Seattle Mariners. They helped out on the back end and supported them. Got to give a shout out to Baden Sports. We called them, and Rusty Trudeau, the national sales manager, got with the team and said, hey, we can help support. And I think they got like 14 cases of baseballs or whatever it was. And then the community itself around the platform, again, we just brought the story with their story that they already had going on in the community and said, hey, how do we add value to this and get a couple more resources around you? So I can't take credit for anything that we do, because again, it goes back to the people out there who have the loving, caring hearts to say, yes, I want to support this. I could throw up anything right now and chip in, but if people don't want to support it, then it's not a success. So just continuing to bring things to the community that's important to them, that's what we want to do.
Yeah, and I think it's funny because it's kind of just like what you were saying earlier about the military network, is they have those difficulties finding the assets and the resources. You're doing the job for people that are in need. And it's funny because I can see this evolving from not just being a community kind of built along helping people with their tragedies and sufferings, but really just being just more kind of like it takes a village to raise a child mentality operation, where it's like everyone just becomes a part of it, where they just help out. And it becomes this almost community pool of funds just to help everyone throughout their journey of life. Mm-hmm. That's the fascinating thing about it, man. Like, there's so much potential.
You get it. And then 100 years from now, this technology is here and the younger generation just continue this model to help one another. And let's face it, there's billions of people out there who still want to give help. They just don't trust. They don't know. True. They don't want the money just sitting here and the majority of it goes to the people in the company and then a piece of it goes to the people who really need it. We're not doing that here. What you raise, you're going to get.
Well, and that's the cool thing, is that it's only going to grow from there in terms of the sponsors, in terms of the businesses and everyone that's going to be involved. That's what's fascinating about this.
And you know what else we built, Peter, since we last spoke, but we've built our marketplace. And our marketplace, because we know how hard it is to get fundraising items and auction items from celebrities, athletes, businesses, and sports teams, they can now upload prizes, giveaways, tickets, whatever it is, gift cards, you name it. And they can monetize with our platform, but also nonprofits, schools, whoever it is out there, they can pull these items out of our digital marketplace and put them in their chip-in fundraiser to incentivize their audience, to reward them so they can help raise money. So we're taking all the pain points out of this.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And I can't even imagine how it's going to continue to evolve when you think about the technological advancements that we're clearly going to make, like economically. We know cryptos and all these other things are booming and rising. And that's the stuff that I can't wait to hear about, because once that's all integrated, I mean, it's at the click of a finger.
Exactly.
Oh, yo, this is so cool. Well, you know, I did see a post, and we were talking about it a little bit briefly in the green room, but we saw it on Chipin's Facebook. It was the Negro League Family Alliance. It was these different interviews of all these different Negro League legends talking about the different stories and trials and tribulations they went through in the league. And I'm just curious, how did you get involved with that?
Yeah, so one of our advisors actually works closely with the Butt Leonard Association and the Josh Gibson Foundation and other foundations. And, you know, they're building this family alliance to not only help keep the name and the history alive, but to strategize and game plan how they can help the kids today also through this environment. The Josh Gibson Foundation, they're working really hard as well. They're also in the runnings right now for renaming the Major League Baseball MVP award after Josh Gibson. So he's one of three finalists where they'll name one of those three the MVP. So anyone watching, you know, you can support that also.
Yeah. And
the good thing about that, Peter, though, is, you know, they have a bunch of artists also inside of their group. So they're doing something phenomenal. So inside of their art community, taking what they're doing and helping the baseball community and kids who can't afford to play, they're working on some amazing things and some amazing strategy. And we're just blessed to, you know, to just be at the table to say, hey, how do we help your story with technology? So yeah, one of our advisors, Tad Richardson, he's been doing a phenomenal job with that community as well and helping him with, you know, their branding, their strategies and stuff like that. So if we can be a fundraising arm for that community, then we're just continuing to do our job and serve our mission of help people who really need to raise funds.
Oof. See, it never ceases to amaze me just the scope and impact that this company can have, man, you know? So if there's any kind of shout outs you want to give for the team, you know, who are some of these individuals that are leading the technological front to kind of keep you guys ahead of the curve? Cause you know, I'll make another bold claim on this show is I could easily see this phasing out GoFundMe and those other types of fundraising platforms just because of those kind of like loopholes and, you know, skimming off the top type of taking your cuts that we talked about earlier. So it's like, who are some of the MVPs in this futuristic dream that is Chip In?
Yeah. So I locked arms with a company called Doxa out of Redmond. And, you know, they're a startup studio that helps big software ideas. And honestly, Chip In would not be where we're at today without the Doxa team. They're executive, you know, partners in Chip In. But that startup studio is second to none. And I couldn't be more pleased with their efforts, their knowledge, their experience, their professionalism, and you know, teaching first-time founders how to grow. Where do you start? What's the next stage you get to? What's next? And then how do you keep moving this needle forward? You know, they help first-time founders not make mistakes that most first-time founders make because they've been there, they've done it. And that's why, you know, anyone who has a big software idea, they need to lock arms with Doxa. They can get a hold of me. We can vet them and bring them to them. But they used to be high-level Microsoft architects that left in 2008 to go help the community and go help other startups. And you have to solve real problems. You have to has to be social, has to be engaging. You know, B2B, B2C model in there. So anybody listening or watching, if you have a really big idea and you don't know where to start and you don't know how to do it, it's okay. Like, don't feel stupid, dumb, or embarrassed. Most people don't. And most people's dreams and ideas never get life because you don't know where to start. So you never give life to it. If you have an idea and it's not just an app, if you have software that you think can change the game or you want to do something, we can connect you with Doxa easily.
Oof. I mean, it comes back to that point where it's the humility factor. just being willing enough to ask for help. Universe is always going to give you that yes. And even when it gives you that no, it's a little bit of sign of grace, you know?
Exactly. It really is. And the universe wants these things to happen to you. If you'll clear your space, if you'll clear your energy and you get rid of the things you don't want in your life anymore, and then you release what you want to come back, it's going to come back. And it's not a magical moment. I'm just going to sit here and do nothing and act on nothing. It's going to fall in my lap. That's not what I mean. But if you make way, send it in the universe, and you just put one foot in front of the other, that universe is bringing it back to you, especially if your mind's focused on it. And if you're spending hours and hours beating on your craft, you're going to get there. I don't care who you are. It might take longer than you expected, but you're going to get there if you're spending hours on your craft. You got 86,400 seconds into the day. What are you doing with your time?
What are you doing with your time? I love it. No, it's 100% factual. And I think that's one of the things that people don't understand because of this era of instant gratification. They're so quick to just give up. They're so quick to say, oh, this doesn't work out. This isn't how I want it. It's just like, we need that old school mentality of just like, see it like a marble structure. You have to chisel it. It takes time. And it's, you know, and it's that testament of just what you're saying. You know, you stay honed in and like that laser eye focus on your goal. I always see it as kind of life puts those little, what would you call them? It puts the road underneath your feet. You could be walking on water and it's going to put that little platform out for you to keep going as long as you just stay focused and driven towards your goal. And that's where, you know, I just want to put that and manifest this into existence, that I see Chip In being that global network to change the world ultimately, you know, because the fact that you can have people donating from across the globe to help people in a rural country, you know, this to me is just going to make even more of an impact once we get into this aspect of, you know, digital currencies. We know all the other governments are starting to do it now, but it's like this fact that you really can just empower someone's life at a click of a finger. It's fascinating.
It's like, going back to what you just talked about, like these people have these ideas. It's like peeling one layer of an onion back at a time, right? Or you're building a house, a brick house. You got to lay that one brick, just lay it so beautiful, and you put the next brick on it and do the same, repeat. And then eventually you're going to have this beautiful brick house that you always wanted, but you can't quit after you did 20 bricks and said, oh my God, I'm tired. This will, I'll never get there. Like, you're closer than you were. If you look back there, you had zero bricks. Look, you got 20. You got to keep building. You got to stay focused, and you're going to get there. And here's the thing also, Peter, if you go to other platforms out there and you want a goal to start a business, to jumpstart your business, right? If your goal is 100,000 and you only reach 70,000, we're going to give you the money. We're not going to say, hey, only if you reach your goal, you get this money. So anyone watching, have a vision. You want to start raising money towards a business. Our platform, we can validate your EIN. We can validate you're a nonprofit. And if you don't have your EIN, we can raise funds for you, but we can't release those funds for you until you prove your EIN and you've set up your business. But these other platforms who hold you down and say, hey, look, sorry, your goal was 100,000, but you raised 92,000. You don't get any of it. We're going to return it back to the donors. I don't believe in that, because 92,000 can help a business get to the next phase, especially if you're a first founder. Even if you're not a first time founder, $92,000, if you're an established business and you don't have marketing budget and you want to raise money on our platform to create a marketing budget, great. Let's say, hey, I'm a business, but I also know I have 50,000 customers in my database. And you say, hey, we're going to target 20,000 of our email. We're going to target 20,000 people in our email database. We're going to ask them to give us $20 to help us advance our company to the next level. And I'm going to reward you with X. Let's say I'm a restaurant, 20,000 customers. We ask for $20. I'm going to give you a 2-for-1 off your next purchase.
Right.
But me as a restaurant, I just raised $400,000 in capital.
Right. One click at a time.
One click. My customers help me. So I don't have to go get a loan from the bank or a construction loan if I want to remodel. Or I want to open another location, but I need 200 grand. let's use your customers and reward your customers, because I can guarantee you what, Peter, if I eat at Classic Eats in Berrien, right? If I go to Tony Hayes' restaurant in Berrien and I say, hey, Tony, I love this place, man. And Tony asked me to help him remodel this for so it can be better for me and my family. And he asked for $20. And he's also wanting to give me a 2-for-1 deal next time I come back. I'm going to give him $20.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him $20 just because he's my friend. But I'm also going to give him $20 because I love his company, even if I love his friend. And I'm going to give him $20 because I get a deal out of the deal also. So we're going to change the narrative of stop telling people they won't give you money unless you raise the full amount.
Yeah.
Say stop going to get loans because people do business different ways. But here's another way where you don't have to go get a loan, and your debt income ratio, because you took out a $400,000 loan, stops you from doing other business moves.
because income.
So just use your customers, reward them, and you don't have the battle of this debt to income ratio. For-profits can thrive off of our platform. We're just new, where people don't understand that yet. But as we continue to grow and build and get those word out and the messaging and the branding to the right people, it's a no-brainer.
Well, and that's the stuff where it's like, I'm happy that we can always have these conversations, because I hope it just brings that kind of vision for the listeners and the viewers, because this is something that can just break all these corrupt institutions that are so inefficient with our money that we don't need to be spending, you know, like you think about how you're getting your paycheck, we'll get taxed. We're going to tax all the food you're going to eat. We're going to do another tax on top of every gains that you've already had from your paycheck. You know, like we could get rid of like 4 different taxes and just turn this into a completely different model for how we actually empower our infrastructure systems.
Yeah.
Like, this is the stuff to me that I'm just like, yo, this is like next level stuff, folks.
Let's, like a 16-year-old gets his first paycheck and he's like, Mom, who's FICA?
Right?
Who the heck is FICA taking money from me? Do you got FICA's number?
Well, and it's the fact that it's like, we still see the inefficiencies of all these big, like, I guess you would say these big institutions. And, you know, again, like, I don't want to sound like a super crazy like anarchist or anything, but I think government's incredibly inefficient. And the fact is, we have schools in our cities that are closed down. We have politics that get involved in all these different agendas for rebuilding schools. Not only a personal client, but a past guest on the show talked about how, you know, they had to fight tooth and nail just to get Kimball Elementary School on the higher priority list when it was already like, what, I think it was almost like 250% capacity in terms of how many kids were in the school. You know, so it's these aspects where, you know, this is how we can actually really take the power of the economy, take the power of services, of our humanity back into the hands of the people. Amen. And that's why, like, dude, every time I have a conversation with you about Chip, and I'm just like, yo,
amen.
My mind's blown. Now, I saw that you did a live stream on some cardiovascular wellness testing, and I'm curious, how was your experience and really what made you do it?
Yeah, that was really brought to light through one of our advisors here at Chip In. And it's near and dear to my heart because I lost my grandfather and my father to heart failure.
Wow.
Yeah. So this company is they're doing some amazing things. They can capture through their EKG system, they can capture things at the micro level of your heart. Preventative medicine, if you will, to say, hey, I can see what's going on. I see how it's progressing. So they can also help with neuropathy, sleep apnea. There's a few other more things other than just your heart.
Wow.
And I can't announce what's coming here in the next 60 days with them, but it's a game changer because there's so many communities who, for one, don't want to go to the doctor. Some people don't trust doctors. Some people don't have insurance, and that's where they blow things off. And then, you know, our African-American community and other communities, we tend to say, hey, I'll get there when I feel like it. Or we tend to only do something if we feel different, then we go get checked.
Yeah.
And certain foods that we eat are high in cholesterol, which causes issues. And I actually learned where once you catch it at the macro level, it's not too late, but the problem is already here now because you see it on the macro level through a normal EKG.
Yeah.
And what they do, they can catch out the micro level and say, hey, here's recommendations in real time. Here's also who to talk to with your doctor. Here's the recommendations based off this. create a preventative plan specifically to you, not what statistics and data say you're experiencing something, so here's this pill, right? Wow. Really, really tailoring it to what you're doing. So it's specific to my heart because I lost my father and my grandfather to that. And you know, we'll be doing things around them and with them through Chip In.
Cool. And who is that company, by the way?
Pulse for Pulse.
Pulse for Pulse. That's what it was.
They're amazing. I'm gonna have to get you guys hooked together and do an interview. They're amazing.
Yeah. Well, and this is another thing right there where it's the network that it seems that you're building. The more I hear about it, again, it's all these institution game changers. Yep. It's just a network of ways to, I guess you would say, take the power away from all these systems and institutions and put them back in the hands of the people, one person, one community at a time. Exactly. And, you know, that's why I have so much respect for you, Gerald. It's so dope to hear about this stuff, man.
Hey, the Lord puts visions in my mind every day. My wife kind of gets upset with me. Not really, but I always say she gets upset, but she doesn't. But she's so patient, caring, and loving. She knows what we're doing. She knows what we're building. And it takes a special individual as a spouse to like help lead that charge with you also by understanding. But what we're building with them also, Pulse for Pulse, it's not just what they're already currently doing, but different verticals of how do we help underserved communities? How do we also help distressed zip codes that say, hey, look, let's do a testing day in this community so we can see where people are at, right? Let's raise money as a community together, because we know certain communities don't have insurance, or certain communities do, but they don't want to go, or they don't, whatever the scenario is, like, let's build communities where we can start getting people tested to protect your heart. Like,
yeah,
tell you what's going on. And if you don't have insurance and you go and it's a $300, $400, $900 bill, whatever the number is for billing, we can create a different model and help change and save a lot of lives. They're already doing that. We can just enhance that and start to do this in other communities and make sure we're checking on one another.
Yeah. And I mean, it changes the culture. It's that aspect of prioritizing your health. And I find that that's kind of the biggest thing that gives me chills about Chip In, is that the platform ideology itself is changing the culture and mindset of people, just by the ones who are participating now in the community. But as it grows, it's going to start to change people's way they think about service and helping people. Yeah. And I think that's the aspect where, you know, I find that in this, you know, the spiritual search, that there's always this understanding that people can feel really insignificant. Like, there's 8 billion people out in the world, but we all have experienced one moment in our lives where it was considered a tragedy from our perspective. Mm-hmm. And there's so many more people that are experiencing those like or kindred experiences throughout the world. And just being able to know that you can help someone, it's that reward incentive aspect you mentioned earlier, just to be able to know that you can feel so deeply satisfied by helping someone else. Amen. That's a spark of compassion that I really hope can just spread throughout the globe. And this is the way to do it, you know, to really transform, so we're not getting used by technologies, but using them for our humanity, using them for compassion. Amen. So
I received that. And the flip side to that is, and if not just if you're the giver, but if you're the receiver, like,
facts,
what does it do to you mentally? If you're the one who received, it took a stress load off of your shoulders. It helped you in a bind that you were in. And mm-hmm. now you can shift your focus on whatever else needs to be focused on. You also feel loved because someone cared about you. And you also internally, through your subconscious mind, is going to say, wow, when I'm in a position to do so, I'm going to do the same thing. I've already subconsciously connected to say, when I'm in the position to do it, I'm going to do it. And hopefully the people who have those good hearts don't lose sight of that, and they pay it forward too. Look, $1 is not going to kill nobody. I don't care what anyone says. Everyone's got four quarters. And if you don't, it's probably in your ashtray,
in your couch cushion. Like,
yeah, go check a couple pair of jeans, look in a jacket. Like, you're gonna be able to find four quarters,
right? And that's something that is so powerful just to think about it. You know, it's that pay it forward mentality. I know how nice I feel when someone holds a door open, when someone, you know, gives me a compliment, and I know vice versa how it makes people feel when you just let them in on the freeway, you know, you give them a nice wave. And that's something that's just like right there in tandem with that is like, you know, if you can really transform someone's life by one act of service, being selfless and just, oh, I won't have a coffee today, you know, and just donate that. There's 8 billion people out here. It's like what you said earlier about the mail-in aspect, like 20,000 people, 20 bucks, like you got a lot of capital real quick.
Or just today, I will get the coffee. I just won't get the bagel today.
So easy.
I'll still get my coffee, but just today, I won't get the bagel. I'll get the bagel tomorrow. Like same mindset.
I love it, man.
No, Peter, I'm not giving up my coffee.
Right. That's, I know, live in a different area for that type of stuff. Yeah. But I mean, it comes back to that concept of, it doesn't take a lot to really make a huge impact in this world. And that's one of the things that I'm really excited about for Chip and as it continues to grow, because I already know that it's going to create waves in so many different industries of service and really can transform the minds and the hearts of people. I guess really any closing words for Chip in? Any last messages?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'll just say, you know, go to chip-in.co. Again, our website is chip-in.co. Take a look. If you want to give, take a look at the different organizations that speak to your heart that you want to support. Full transparency of where your money goes. There's rewards, there's incentives, there's offers, there's prizes, there's everything. If you want to start a pot, and for your own organization, go to our website, chip-in.co, in the top right corner, click start a pot. And when you start a pot, you just tell us information about your organization. We validate you. Our team does the work after that, and we build and brand your site for you. You don't have to do the work. Just tell us what you want to relay to the community. We build it, we brand it, and you go share it. And then the third piece, I would say, anybody out here who's listening, when you go to our website, find that woman's network. If you're a woman, if you want to help support women, go to that woman's network. We have two pairs of Justin Bieber concert tickets for February 2022 in Las Vegas. We have two pairs of Garth Brooks tickets at the new Las Vegas Raiders Stadium attached to that woman's network. We have a $250 MGM Grand Resort gift card. $50 donation automatically enters you into that drawing. We have a Michael Kors watch for women. We have, two World Series tickets for this year, 2021, to game 3. We have a $500 Lululemon gift card, $100 donation automatically enters you into that pool. And every 2 weeks, you know, we're picking winners of the prizes, and every 2 weeks we're picking recipients of the money who also needs help. So, and then stay tuned on Memorial Day. Make sure you come to our website and find that military pot, and tell all of your military friends, whoever needs help, chip in $1 or more, and we're going to help support all of our former and current vets. And we have to play our part as a society. So I say thank you, Peter, for always your energy, your kindness, your willingness, your selfless acts of kindness that you always put in the universe. We are historically connected, as you know, and just keep doing your thing, man. We're proud of you, and we're glad you're one of our advocates, and we would love to continue to show you how we can help your brand on Chip In too.
Oh, and we're just getting started. It's going to be a big year for the Creative Chat community, Full Spec Performance, the works. And, you know, this is just a little call to action. If you haven't already checked out the website and really started your own pot to start to raise funds, I highly implore you, just sign up and share, because you never know. It's always that one act of just random action that's going to really spark someone's inspiration to follow through with this if you don't want to. And again, you know, just a little bit of selflessness can go a long way. And again, I just want to say thank you so much, Gerald, for coming on the show. It's been real as always. Amen. And thank you, listeners, for tapping in. Don't forget to subscribe, all the good stuff. But thanks for watching Creatives Chat. Roll the outro.
That concludes this episode of Creatives Chat. Thank you for watching. Join us every Thursday at 3:33 p.m. Pacific Daily Time as creative minds get together and chat about who knows what. View more episodes on our YouTube channel. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Thanks again to our sponsors for making this show possible. Thank you, We Are Historically, for your conscious human apparel. Shop online at wearehistorically.com.
Hi, I'm Darius Wilrich. I'll teach you everything you need to know about playing jazz piano like a pro with my 12-week online video course and downloadable guidebook, Jazz Piano Pro Essentials. Enroll today at jazzpianopro.com.
Thank you for joining us.
Very good.
Yeah, crush it. That was dope. Dude, that's so crazy just to hear about all the stuff that you guys are doing, man. Like, there's so much out there. I loved it.
Have a happy always.
Oh, yeah.